Well, let's open our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 1 as we continue a little series we started last Lord's Day concerning the truth about man, unpleasant as it is. We should know it, because we all have it. When we were saved, when we were born again, the Lord saw fit to leave that old man dwelling within the body. In many scriptures, seeming like almost an integral component of the body. And so we face a struggle with it. And it's very difficult to struggle with something that you don't understand. It's like wrestling in the dark. If you don't know your opponent, you have no idea the nature of the conflict that you're involved in. Well, the purpose of Isaiah here is to point out what the problem is, at least concerning national Israel and its inhabitants, which are merely a subset of the human race and like unto all the rest of the human race. And so a problem arises because they were to be special to God and they were to live for God and live unto God. But of course, because of the enemy of the flesh, they failed. So we'll begin in verse number 2. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel doth not know. My people doth not consider. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. Why should you be stricken any more? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence, and it is desolate as overthrown by strangers. We'll stop here for this morning, and suffice it to say that those things which have beset Israel have beset all the descendants of Adam. Man is a fallen creature. And Israel, having been given this privileged position in relationship with God, might have been expected to be somehow different than all the surrounding nations, and yet we find out here in Isaiah chapter 1 that they're just like all the rest of the nations in that they are sinful, fallen, corruptors, gone away backward. Reminds us of what the scripture teaches us in the New Testament. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and there is none righteous, no, not one. And I know religion, it purports to allow man to turn over a new leaf. Religion purports to turn a man into something that is upright with moral rectitude. But we find out that it's nothing more than a false veneer over what's really underneath, because there's no fundamental change in the core being Man is just as he came out of the Garden of Eden today, fallen, estranged from God, and a sinner by nature, having special privileges in relationship to God didn't help Israel one iota, because the root problem had not been addressed, and it was not God.